We are learning Masechta Sukkah Daf Chavtes Amar Beis, and we are beginning on the bottom of Chavtes Amar Aleph, six lines from the bottom, Tanur Rabbanan. Tanur Rabbanan to the Braisa, Bishvil Arba'a Dvarim Chama Loike. There are four reasons that could cause the Chama to get punished, to get either eclipse or to weaken the light of the sun. Al-Av Bezdin Shemesu Enispa Ka'alacha. If an Av Bezdin is nifter and they don't give him a royal hesped, a proper hesped, someone was mezana with Nayim Rasa and she screamed and no one came to save her, or two brothers were killed the same day. Rashi says he doesn't know exactly what's the midah k'neged midah of these things. The Aruch HaNer explains by Av Bezdin, the Av Bezdin, he's the shining light of the Klal Yisrael. He teaches them what to do, and if you don't give them a proper hesped, then the sun something gets ruined with the light also of the sun. And for the four things, ma'iris, which is the levana and the moon and the stars, they get punished. That the simon ra with the moon and the stars. Al koisvei plaster, people who write false stories, false documents. Either edus sheker, or they say they're false witnesses. They raise small animals in Eretz Yisrael, which means like sheep and goats. These things, they eat a lot of everyone's fields, and they can't control them, hard to control them. Or if they cut fruit trees, cutting fruit trees, besides being issa in the Torah, Rashi says, it's nirim kebayatim ekaris baruch v'chazasim v'etuvay. Hashem gave you all this toiv, these trees, and you go and destroy them. So by cutting them down, you're showing you don't care about that. V'shvil avar dvarim nichsei balibatim misar l'malchus. Because of four things, all nichasim of the balibatim will be given over to the malchus. A lot of extra taxes. On what? Amashe shtaris peruim. These balibatim will keep the shtaris that paid up. They have this star chayv that was paid off, but they keep it around because they want to use it again and charge the person again. Or they lend with interest. Or these balabatim had a chance to be meicha and they were meicha. Like Rashi says, a lot of times the balabatim are the because of their oisher, because they're so rich, people listen to them. People take the rich people very seriously. And therefore, they have a chance to be meicha on something that's been done wrong and they weren't meicha. It's time on them. Or they say they give certain amounts of tzedakah, they don't give. All these four things are not a school of, they're the opposite school of parasa, not a school of parasa. Amar Rav, b'shvil arba'a dvarim nichsev al bat meritzim l'tamayin. Because of four things, a person loses money. Akoyf shei schar sacher, someone doesn't pay on time to his workers, val oichke schar sacher, or he doesn't pay at all. Val shaparken oil matzavreim nesachavreim, they take the things they have to do, they don't do, and they to tell a friend that they have to take care of that. Valgasa, it's a government thing, whatever it is, they have a job, and they say, no, you do it for me. Valgasa ruach, and someone was haughty. Valgasa ruach nekulim, that's the worst thing to be. A balgaiva, that's the worst. Avbanovim, but by people who are humble, ksiv, vanovim yirshu oretz, danovim will be zeiche to yerush their land, inherit the land, this angu al rev shalom, and they'll enjoy the peace. That's what it says about anovim. Anovim, to be humble, that's a very big madrega. Hadrin Allah hayoshon b'li neder, for those that finished it. Now we start the new parak. We finished all about sukkah, and we learned in the first two parakim of sukkah, first about the structure of a sukkah, and then second of all, about sitting in a sukkah, the chiyuv of sitting in a sukkah. Now we'll learn about the dalad minim. And the every mishnah talks about a different one of the dalad minim. The first mishnah is about lulav. Then we'll talk about the adasim and the aravis, and then about esrog. Zok the mishnah lulav hagazel, a stolen lulav v'hayovesh, and a dried up lulav is possible. Those things are possible, and a lulav hagazel is possible. Why? Because the pasuk says v'lekachtem lachem b'yom harishon pri etz hadar kapis tamar v'anav esavos v'arvi nochal. It says, l'kachtem lechem, it has to be yours. Therefore, lulav hagazel is possible. It's stolen, it's not yours, it's possible. Why is Yavish possible? By Yavish possible, Rashi says, because the beginning of mitzvah muhuderes, the chsiv va'anveyu. It says, zekeh va'anveyu, you need mitzvah muhuderes. Freik Taisvis, that we know zekeh va'anveyu is only a lechatchil digdin. It's not possible. It brings a rabbi like Gemara before the Afidah Alpha and Beis that Agad is a mitzvah to be ma'aged your lulav. It's a mitzvah to tie your lulav, but of course it's not ma'akev. So the question, so that's what Tosfos argues in Rashi. It learns because the word hadar that says pre-eitz hadar is going back on lulav as well, and therefore lulav is possible biyavish because it's a chasarin in hadar. Shall asher v'shir adachas is possible if it's asher tree, which you will explain why it's no good. Shall iran adachas is possible. Iran adachas in this week's parashah Pasrei, iran adachas is a city which they did have a zara, right? The city of a zara. You have to burn everything in the city. Since you have to burn the lulav, so it doesn't have a shear. It doesn't have a shear. And we'll see later on in the Mishnah, the shear of a lulav is 4 tefachim. And since you have to burn, it doesn't have a shear. That's why it's possible. Niktam roishai. If the top was broken off, then it's possible. What does niktam roishai mean? So it's a big machlokes rishonim. Because Taisus asked, later on the Gemara says that nitla tiyomis is possible. If the middle leaf got taken away, it's possible. So Frank Taisvis, what do you mean? Niktam already is possible. So Taisvis first teretz is, niktam means roiv of the alim. Most of the leaves were broken off the tops. That's how Taisvis learns. And that's how actually the Mechaba learns. That niktam is only a psul of roiv alim. That's how the Mechaba paskin. The Ran brings them to the Raiv in a different shot. To answer this kasha, there's different truths. But the Ramah brings down the Ran Shita himself that he holds. Even if the middle Allah is the middle leaf is even Niktam Kolshu, it's possible. That's how the Ramah paskins that even Niktam Kolshu is possible. So we have here Machlokes in the Mechaba and Machlokes Rishonim. What Niktam means? Either Niktam means Roiv of the Alam or it means only the middle one. Nifritzu Alav, what does that mean? Nifritzu Alav means that it was not attached anymore to the Shedra. The leaves of the lulav came off, and now you tied it on, like a broom. It's not mechubar, it's also possible. Taisus doesn't like that either, because it says it's not mashma, that was, nifritzu was not mashma, to come off. Right? Taisus says that each leaf was split in half. If you ever saw a leaf of a lulav, it's attached together, every leaf was split in half. That's what nifritzu Alav means. Nifridu alav, that means it's still attached, but it just spread out. It's not hugging the lulav anymore, so it's kosher. What? Taisus we said means each leaf. You heard the kosher taisus, but taisus teretz was like this: each leaf is split in half. Every leaf of a lulav is two leaves attached to each other. It was split in half,
ripped open.
And nifridu alav means the regular leaves that are doubles, they just spread out. They look like a fan, like a big, you know, a big fan. They're still double. Each leaf is still double. Yeah, yeah. Nifredu alav is kosher. Rabbi Yehuda, Amen. What do you do? Yagenu lamala. You should tie it up. If it looks like that type of Chinese fan, you should tie it up. Tzini harabazel lulam from harabazel. We'll see what would be the issue with that. It's kosher. It's vice that kosher. Lulav sheyesh bo shloisha tvachim kedelaneya by kasha. Lulav has three tvachim kedelaneya by kasha. And Rashi teaches a Peter Gemara where it means it's like this: it's three tvachim tall plus has another tefach to shake with it. Kedelaneya by is kasha. So you need altogether four tvachim, which means you need three tvachim the shedra itself, and then one tefach on top of that to be able to shake it back and forth. The nanuim of lulav is very, very important. You need a special tefach for that, and if we need altogether four tvachim. So it says in our Mishnah, when we first talk about the first part of the Mishnah, lulav hagazel is possible. A stolen lulav is possible. Now we know that in Midaraisa, you only have to take the lulav on the first day. L'kachtam l'chem b'yoyim harishon. Only the first day of Sukkot is there a mitzvah, the araisa of lulav. The rest of the week is only Midarabanan. The only time there's a deraisa of lulav all 7 days is in the Beis Hamikdash. Lefnei Hashem, v'samachtem, lefnei Hashem lekechem, shivas yomim, lefnei Hashem, in the Beis Hamikdash is a mitzvah of lulav 7 days deraisa. But at the Beis Hamikdash, only the first day is deraisa, the rest of the week is only derabbanan. So it's masma over here, lulav agazel is possible the whole week. Kapasik v'tani, lo yishtav yantav rishon, lo yishtav yantav sheni, there's a psul of lulav agazel. Yantav sheni does not mean what we call yantav sheni. Yantav sheni means the rest of yantav. Actually, yantav sheni itself is machlokes rishonim if it has a din of yantav rishon or not. The gabi, certain psulim are only possible the first day. What about the second day yantav b'chutz laaretz? That's machlokes rishonim. What's the halacha? So, like upon him, it's mashman on Mishnah that side first day, side the rest of Yontiv, there's a psul of lulav gozel. So bishlama and yavesh. So bishlama yavesh, we understand hadar be'ina v'leka. You need hadar. Ela gozel, but stolen bishlama yom to rishon dechsev lochem mishalochem. It says lekachtem lochem v'yem rishon. So we know yom to rishon is lochem. Of yom to sheni, am I lying? What could be wrong? Yom to sheni. Now, why is hadar better? What?
I have the same question, but
hadar, excellent question. So, tell you this question. So, let's speak it out. Bishlam fi Rashi, it's very good shmak. Because Rashi says, what's the chesaron of Yavesh? There's no zekeli va'anveyu. There's no zekeli va'anveyu. Zekeli va'anveyu is like all mitzvahs. There are bono and the rai says, zekeli va'anveyu. So, it's a problem of hadar the whole week. But Taisis learned, that I learned that from the Pasuk, Lekachem, Lechem, Yem Rishon, Priyates Hadar. So just like I'm saying, Lechem is only Yem Rishon, so Priyates Hadar is also only Yem Rishon. So Taisis asks this kasha, the bottom Taisis. And Taisis answers like this, that when the Rabbana made the Din, the Rabbana made similar to the Raisa, Hadar, which is a Din in the Etzem Cheftza of the Mitzvah, so that has the applies the whole week. Masha Einkein Lechem is not a chasarim be'etzem in the tzura salulav, the structure of the lulav or the esrei. It's not part of the problem with that. It's a side problem. It's not yours. That's only a problem the first day. There's no inyan that when the rabbanim make halacha, it has to be lechem also. It's a din, especially in the din deraisa. It's not a din derabbanim. And that's found in Rav's kasha. Bishlam yavesh. So there makes sense. They made the rabbanim hadar bina. They made it make sense. The rabbanim also need hadar. Veleka. Like Gaza, Gazel, Bishlam to Rishon, said lechem, Mishalchem, of Yantav Sheni, my life. What could be wrong with that? What could be wrong with Lulav Gazel, the rest of Yantav? Om Rav Yechlam, Shem, Shem, Echai. Mishum, the Havalei mitzvah baba avera. The reason is because the psul mitzvah baba avera. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, Vavesim, this is a, the Navi is giving Musar, Navi Malach is giving Musar to Klai Yisrael, and is saying that you're bringing Gozel, Vesapiseach, the behemoth that limp, Vesachoyle, the ones who are sick. And we dash in Gozel, Dumi de Piseach, Ma Piseach, Lesle Takanta, Af Gozel, Lesle Takanta. Just like some behemoth who has a mum, there's no eitzah. Gozel also no eitzah. Lo yishnol lefnei yish, lo yishnol achi yish. It's mashma. You can't bring a gozel, a stolen animal for a carbon, sai before yish, sai achi yish. So mishol fei yish, we understand why you can't bring a carbon before yish, before the owner. The owner says, you know, he says that he gives up on it because there it says adam kiyakiv mikem. It has to be yours. I'm rachman of lavadeo. It's not yours. Elacha yish, hakanya be yish. After yish, lechari is kainet. If he's kainet, what could be wrong with bringing a carbon after with a stolen animal after yish? So what's pshat in the pasuk? Why does the Navi Malachi have a taina of bringing gozel and pisach? Why is there a problem with gozel after yish? It's yours. What's the problem? It's yours, not the problem bikem. And don't tell me it means before yish, because mashmat it's like pisach. Even after yish, you can't bring it. Mitzvah haba avera must be, the reason is because mitzvah haba avera, and you see from here that mitzvah avera is ma'akiv. It's ma'akiv the carbon, same thing as ma'akiv the lulav. So you're saying the whole week, the reason why you can't bring it is because mitzvah haba avera. And in Taisus Mavuyah, this psul mitzvah avera is the rice to psul. It's a psul be'etzem, that mitzvah avera is the rice to psul. It's a kash from Taisus Dav Tes, where he says there is only with the rabbanim. Back upon him, what the answer is that lulav gazel, the first day it's pasas lechem. The rest of Yom Tov is pasul, it's mitzvah haba'a ve'avera.